Miles finding the dip in Fastly.
Look at it. Buyers stepping in there. No more trading Robinhood. They're all in on Fastly. And to that end, Miles, really enjoyed the Morning Brief newsletter. Liked your headline. It is a placid market.
Yeah, Lake Placid in the market. It might be better to be at Lake Placid than it is to be in this studio, I'll tell you that. It'd be nice to be on vacation. Maybe Shauna Smith will have us up there. But I think it's interesting to see Goldman coming out, because David Kostin and his team, they publish every Friday night for their clients, and then it gets to the media usually sometime Saturday or Sunday. And to come out on a Thursday and raise your price target tells you the kind of environment that we're in. And so the angle that we took on today's Morning Brief comes to us from our friend Keith Lerner over at Truist. And he notes that we haven't had a 5% pullback in this market since the fall of last year. So this is, going back a decade, the second longest period that we have had without even a 5% decline in the S&P 500. The only time that exceeds it is 2017. And 2017 went the whole year without a 5% pullback. And I think it comes back to some conversations we had earlier on in this program. Go back to last Monday. The market, the Dow fell, what, 2%? At the lows, the NASDAQ was down maybe 2%. It seemed like, oh, here we go.
Here comes the crash.
And it shows how sensitive everybody is now to those pullbacks. And I think this data explains why. Mm-hmm. It has been so long since there has been any kind of index level challenge to the market. It's something I highlighted in the story, and I think is something that, in my opinion, we do a good job of discussing on this program. As you can see in today's market, it hasn't been great for every company in every sector all the time. There have been pockets. Tony Dwyer, I think, said it best. Rolling corrections within the market. You've seen huge sell-offs in reopening plays. You've seen this cyclical trade kind of come and go to some extent. You've seen this rotation around styles and sectors. But through all that, the S&P 500 has ultimately been, you know, up and to the right in some kind of fairly smooth and orderly, you know, direction. And so for a retail investor who is mostly maybe playing some individual names, just putting some money away in their retirement account, things are great. Up 17%, take it, go home. You know, we'll see you back in 2022. For portfolio managers who are trying to play trends within the market, where do I want to add size, take things off? It's been a really challenging year, but the S&P certainly, you know, doesn't tell that story.
I think we started our week talking about Keith Lerner and some charts. The guy's on fire.
Yes, Keith is great. We love Keith. Everybody came out over the weekend with their Beware of August view, and Keith put his monthly chart book out yesterday and had a lot of other great stuff in there. He had a chart I almost wrote about on peak ISM growth. Typically see volatility around that, but it doesn't spell the end of the bull run. And I think that's another theme that we've discussed at length on this program and in the Morning Brief.
But don't you think there could be a moment of truth brewing for the S&P 500? Look at Etsy. Look at Roku. These are bad stories. These are bad, even reactions to Uber and Lyft earnings. I mean, this is not good.
Look, no one knows where, you know, what's the line from Wolf Wall Street, right? No one goes, the market's going up, down, sideways, or in circles. Mm-hmm. Not Jimmy Buffett or Warren Buffett, right? No one knows. So, but I think today's action tells you a lot on answering that question in any kind of affirmative way. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of challenging results out there. As you mentioned, as we've discussed, your Etsy's, the reopening play, Uber, what's going on with ride sharing, Roku, is this growth trend really going to be alive? So on and so forth. For the market to be basically saying everything's fine on that, to the market actually to take those results and then go buy cyclicals. Energy is the outperformer today. Financials are leading along with energy. Consumer staples are in the mix there. Like, this is a market that says, oh, well, if it's bad for Roku, then it's probably good for the overall economy. So then I'll just buy that stuff instead. And with the S&P now 11 points away from an intraday record high, I think that tells you everything you need to know, or a lot of what you need to know about the character of the market. You can, you know, come with the moment of reckoning all you want, but today is answering a question. Investors are asking the market a question. What do you think of these results that are disappointing from fast-growing companies? And the market is saying, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to buy cyclicals.
I am psyched for the first earnings report out of Weber. I'm ready for Weber.
Going back to Weber.
I'm going back to Weber.
Done with that. Back to Weber.